在开始聚会之前，跟大家一个温馨的提醒。
So before we begin our service, I would like to remind everyone.
因为刚才服务台来通知我说要注意大家的手机有没有关呢、啊、
？So we want everyone to take a look at whether or not your phones are turned off.
所以大家把手机看一看，你关了没有
？So please check your phones right now to see if you have turned it off.
因为知道神很伟大，所以不要吵闹。
Because we know that our God is very great, so we do not want any distractions.
所以如果没有手机关静音或者关机的话，现在看一下。
So please check if your phones have been turned off to silent or turned off.
这样才能够蒙神更大的祝福。
So that we can receive greater blessings from God.
那现在就进入我们要早上要分享的主题。
And now we will begin talking about the topic we will share today.
神啊，你真伟大。
How great thou art.
这是从圣经有一位大卫他祷告所讲出来的话。
And this is a phrase that came from King David in his prayer.
所以根据诗篇的86篇的第十节，这里有一段的记载。
So according to Psalms chapter 86 verse 10,
说因你为大且行奇妙的事，唯独你是神。
It reads, "For you are great, and you do wondrous deeds. You alone are God."
因为大卫在祷告当中述说神的伟大。
Because in David's prayer, he describes how great God is.
所以我们要确定我们的神跟大卫所敬拜的神是一样的伟大。
So we know that the God that we worship is as great as the God that David worshipped.
这是我们真信徒该要有的认识。
And this is the knowledge that we should have as true believers.
不过一般的世人不这样认为。
But most people in this world do not think so.
一般的世人认为说神大，要造在很高的山顶上，塑造很大尊的那个神像。
Most people think that in order for a God to be great, they must be set up on a high hill with great statues.
这种雕塑才能够显现神，他们所拜的神的伟大。
So this statue is able to show how great their God is.
其实不是这样子的。
But this is not the case.
所以从圣经让我们了解到神他的伟大。
So the Bible lets us know how great God is.
神的伟大是怎么伟大？
So how great is God?
所以早上我们要根据诗篇的139篇里头所记载。
So this morning we will discuss Psalms chapter 139.
诗篇的139篇里面所记载。
So what is recorded in Psalms chapter 139?
在这里所记载的完全描述到神真的伟大。
So here it describes how great God is.
今天这个诗人就凭着他的深层的洞察力啊。
And the psalmist, according to his observations.
以及跟神的相交的体验。
As well as his close connections and his experience with God.
所以他就用以平易近人的诗体，这个诗体是诗歌的诗，诗体来歌颂全知的神。
He used a very relatable psalm to praise our God.
能够神遍布在大地上。
Because God is able to be all over the world.
甚至在大地呢彰显神的全能。
And the earth is able to show the power of God.
甚至把神的公义也显现在人的面前。
And it is able to show the work of God before man.
所以从圣经了解到神他的有公义的属性啊。
So we can see from the Bible how righteous and just God is.
也可以说完全的表达出来。
So this is all portrayed from the Psalm.
所以今天也许我们借着个人的祷告也好。
So perhaps in our personal prayers today.
或者我们求神时刻来检查也好。
Or that we ask God to examine us and test us.
或者是你想要试验神也好。
Or perhaps we want to test God.
或者是你不让罪恶私欲在你的心中来滋生也好。
Or that we do not want any evil desires to grow within us.
在当中都能够适当的来应对。
And within these, we are able to think.
然后呢， 也靠着我们的灵修所产生的忍耐的个性。
So through these, we are able to, and through our spiritual cultivation, we are able to grow patience.
所以在雅各书的第一章的第四节就特别强调有关这句话。
So in James chapter 1 verse 4, it emphasizes.
这个雅各书的第一章的第四节啊。
In James chapter 1 verse 4.
但忍耐也能成功啊，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
For and let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
这是我们靠着神去培养出我们的忍耐。
So that relying through our reliance on God, we are able to produce endurance.
因为我们知道神多伟大。
Because we know how great God is.
我们在神的面前真的很微小。
And before God, we are so small.
所以今天我们要从139篇里头来查看。
So today we will study Psalm chapter 139.
到底这个神他的伟大在哪里？
So how is our God so great?
是像刚才我所谈的，一般的世人要把它造塑造在那个山顶上面。
Is it like the people of the world where they want to build a
或者雕个很大很大的偶像？
Where they want to build a great statue or an idol?
才会彰显神的伟大。
To show how glorious he is.
所以一般的世人所看法是不一样的。
So what people in this world see is different from us.
所以在诗篇的139篇里头啊。
And in Psalm chapter 139.
我把它归类为三项。
I've split it up into three sections.
这三项就是神的伟大。
And this shows how great and almighty God is.
第一个伟大就是神他无所不知。
So the first is that God is omniscient.
那第二个伟大就是神无所不在。
And second is God's omnipresence.
那第三个伟大就是神无所不能。
And the third is God's omnipotence.
这是超越过人的人性。
So all these are beyond what we know.
唯独真神才可以去表达这三种伟大。
And only the true God can portray these three things.
所以今天我们就来谈论
了。So today we will discuss.
也让我们共同来啊，来了解到我们所敬拜的神真的很伟大。
And this will allow us to understand how great the God that we worship is.
我们现在就来打开诗篇的139篇呢。
So let us all turn to Psalm 139.
诗篇139篇呢。
Psalm chapter 139.
139篇从第一节一起读，读到第六节。
So let us read together from verses 1 to 6.
一起读。
Let us read together.
第一节预备起。
主
啊，你已经鉴察我，认识我。二节。
Two.
我坐下，我起来，你都晓得。你从远处知道我的意念。三节。
Three.
我行路，我躺卧，你都洞察，你也深知我一切所行的事节。主啊，我舌头上的话，你没有一句不知道的。五节，你在我前面环绕我，按手在我身上。第六节，这样的知识奇妙，是我不能测的，至高是不能及的。阿们。从刚才我们所看的这几节的经节
So from the passage that we have just read
就看到神他对人的认识
We can see how well God knows us
为什么神他住在天上会晓得地上的人的性情呢
How come God is able to know what the nature of man is even though he is living in heaven?
而且所认识的是如此的透彻完全
And he knows us so well
甚至能够远超过人的潜意识
And so well that it goes beyond what we It goes beyond our own subconsciousness
对自己所认识的
And from what we know
也就是我们世人的对自己所认识的
So what we know about ourselves
我们每一天的作息
Everything that we do
我们心中的意念
All the thoughts in our hearts.
我们每个行动的行为
All of our actions.
甚至我们所讲的言语
As well as all of the words that we speak.
其实神都知道
So God knows all of these things.
知道以外还要鉴察
And not only does he know, he also wants to examine and test us.
这是从第一节到第四节里头我们可以看出来的。
So we can see this from verses 1 to 4.
所以从神他知道世人所行出的各样。
So God knows what we do and everything that we think of.
所以我们对神也要有所认识。
So we must also know God in this way.
因为神为什么会知道我们的性情、心思、行为、困苦跟需用呢？
And how does God know of all our needs, our sorrows, and all everything that we think of?
刚才讲过，神在天。
We mentioned that God is in heaven.
人在地。
And man is on earth.
好，为什么知道我们的性情？
But how come he knows our nature?
为什么会知道我们的心思？
How come he knows our thoughts?
为什么会知道我们的行为？
And how come he knows our ways?
为什么知道我们的困苦？
How come he knows our sorrows and trials?
更奇妙的，需要我们所需用的。
And how come he knows our needs?
这就是奇妙的地方。
This is what is so miraculous.
也可以说是伟大的地方。
And this is how wonderful it is.
所以刚才我谈所提出的几项啊。
So, the things that I have just mentioned.
我们就来一一来思考。
We will think about and discuss these one by one.
我们首先就来知道，神知道我们的性情。
So first is that God knows our nature.
我们就来看诗篇的一百零三篇。
Let us turn to Psalm chapter 103.
诗篇一百零三篇。
Psalm 103.
旧约七百三十三面，一百零三篇。
Psalm 103,
十四节
verse 14.
因为他知道我们的本体，思念我们不过是尘土。
14. For he himself knows our form, he is mindful that we are nothing but dust.
这一句也是大卫他所做的诗。
So this is also a psalm written by David.
大卫体验到神他的伟大。
And David has experienced how great God is.
所以他就说，神知道我们的本体。
And he says that God knows our form.
更思念我们不过是尘土。
And he is mindful that we are nothing but dust.
因为人是神用尘土所造。
Because man has been created by God from dust.
既然人被神所造。
And since man has been created by God,
等于是人没办法脱离到神手中所掌握的一切。
So we cannot escape from what God controls.
当然，他就知道我们的性情了。
So of course he knows our nature.
每个人啊，从神领受的。
And what man receives from God.
有很温顺的，很凶暴的。
Some people may be very gentle. Some people might be more brutal.
啊，为什么会这样子呢？
And why is that so?
所以有人说了，一样的米养百种的人呢。
So there is a saying that the same food will be able to lead to different types of people.
所以这就是人活在世上，从环境，从人啊所生出的那种性质。
So this is the nature of man that develops from living in this world.
所以当然，个性就不一样了。
And of course, their personalities would be different.
啊，提到这个个性啊，我就想到圣经中有一个拿巴。
And speaking of personality, there is a character in the Bible.
这个拿巴是很有名的，性情很凶暴的人呐。
And he is known to be very brutal.
有一次。大卫为了逃离扫罗的追杀，
so there was this one time where David was fleeing away from Saul.
所以他就啊离开的整个人群。
So he left the crowds.
啊，所以就来到了一个比较偏远的地方。
And he came to a place that was more far away.
结果在那个情形下，食物短缺。
And at in that circumstance, he had no food.
所以那个时候。大卫说：“哎，这个拿巴，我可以来请他帮忙我一下。”
So David thought that maybe I can ask Nabal to help me.
啊，结果呢？啊，大卫先派几个他的仆人过去跟他交涉。
So David sent some of his servants to communicate with him first.
结果这个拿巴好话也不讲啊， 啊，结果一出口就是很凶暴的话。
But Nabal responded in a very brutal manner.
他就在大卫的仆人面前就讲说，大卫是什么人呢？我不认识他。
And he said that I do not know who David is.
所以仆人就回去跟大卫报告。
So the servants returned to David.
所以这个时候，周边的人也感觉到拿巴所讲话太不得体啊。
So the people around them are able to feel that the words of Nabal are not great.
大卫是神所喜悦的人呐、啊。
And David is someone who is after God's heart.
为什么你说不认识大卫呢
？How come you can say that you do not know?
而且所讲话是这么凶暴呢？
And how come your words are so rude?
所以这个是看到拿巴的另外一面。
So we can see the other side of him here.
我们来看一下撒母耳记上。
Let us turn to 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上的25章。
1 Samuel chapter 25.
十四节。
Verse 14.
十四节看到十七节。
So from verses 14 to 17.
有拿巴的一个仆人告诉拿巴的妻亚比该说：“大卫从旷野打发使者来问我主人的安，主人却辱骂他们。”
14. Now one of the young men told Abigail, Nabal's wife, saying, "Behold, David sent messengers from the wilderness to greet our master, and he spoke to them in anger."
15.
15.
但是那些人待我们甚好。我们在田里与他来往的时候，没有受他的欺负，也未曾失落什么。
Yet the men were very good to us, and we were not harmed, nor did anything go missing as long as we went with them while we were in the field.
十六节。
16.
我们在他那里牧羊的时候，他们昼夜做我们的保障。
They were a wall to us both by night and by day, all the time we were with them tending the sheep.
十七节。
17.
所以你当筹划看怎样行才好，不然祸患定要临到我主人和他们全家。他性情凶暴，无人敢与他说话。
Now then, be aware and consider what you should do, because harm is plotted against our master and against all his household, and he is such a worthless man that no one can speak to him.
拿巴周边的人听到。拿巴所讲话。
So Nabal heard, the people around him heard what Nabal said.
感觉到事情很严重。
And they felt that the situation is not great.
所以就回去禀报拿巴的太太亚比该，赶快来处理。
So they went back and reported to Nabal's wife Abigail to resolve the situation.
避免事端扩大。
To prevent anything greater from happening.
所以这个就是拿巴跟他的妻子亚比该不一样的地方。
And this is the difference between Abigail and Nabal.
所以呢，我们从拿巴他的个性看出来。
So from Nabal's personality, we can see.
其实神知道人的个性。
That God knows our personalities.
所以让这个拿巴在这个时候凸显出来。
And Nabal's personality was shown here.
然后也借着亚比该来处理。
But through Abigail, she was able to resolve the situation.
所以也能够让拿巴知道他的错在哪里。
So Nabal is able to know where he did wrong.
能够好好对自己来修整自己的个性。
And he is able to correct his shortcomings.
我们现在来思考一下另一个问题。
And let us consider another problem.
就谈到心思这个问题。心思想。
And we will talk about the thoughts of our hearts.
所以人的心思也是掌握在神的手中啊。
So the thoughts and intent of our hearts are also in the control of God.
这个心思包括人的意念在内了。
And this includes our intents.
所以人的心思说真的五花八门啊。
And to be honest, there are so many things that can go on in our thoughts.
有些人的心思是很细腻。
Some people are very careful and detail oriented.
有些人的心思比较粗放。
And some people may not be as careful.
所以每个人所心思都不一样。
So everyone's hearts and thoughts are different.
所以当每个人的心思不一样的时候，
And when they are different,
其实神都掌握在他的手中。
God is able, God is actually in control of all of these.
当主是在传福音的时候，
And when we are preaching the gospel,
主耶稣就讲到一个不义的管家的这件事情。
When Lord Jesus was preaching the gospel, he spoke of a parable.
这个不义的管家呢，他的心思跟一般人是不一样的。
And he spoke of a parable about a about a worker, and his thoughts were different from everyone else.
那这个不义的管家，他的心思在哪里？
So what was going on in his heart?
我们看路加福音。
Let us turn to the Gospel of Luke.
路加福音十六章。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 16.
路加福音十六章，我们看十五节。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 16, verse 15.
十五节。
15.
耶稣对他说：“你们是在人面前自称为义的，你们的心神却知道，因为人所尊贵的，是神看为可憎恶的。”
And he said to them, "You are the ones who justify yourselves in the sight of people, but God knows your hearts, because that which is highly esteemed among people is detestable in the sight of God."
在这里，我们看到主耶稣都知道这个不义的管家的心思。
So here we can see that Jesus knows the heart of the unrighteous manager.
啊，这个不义的管家呢，他喜欢在人的面前自称为义啊。
So this unrighteous manager likes to be highly esteemed upon people.
我想这种问题在教会也有，在世界，在我们的生活中都有。
And I believe that this problem exists within the church as well as in the world.
喜欢用自己的想法去处理事情。
That people like to deal with things using their own thoughts.
所以这种做法就跟不义的官一样的。
And if you do this, you are just like this you are just like this unrighteous manager.
所以像这种问题啊，我们要了解到要怎么做的，让神更好，看我们为更好。
We must know how to act in these situations so that God will deem us as righteous.
所以在这里呢，主耶稣也就是让他的门徒能够看到这个不义的官。不好的地方。
So here Jesus is trying to show his disciples where the unrighteous manager falls short.
去发现到原来神对人的心思意念都掌握在神的手中。
And to come to realize that all the thoughts and the intents of man are within the control of God.
所以像这些呢，都值得我们要小心的地方啊。
So these are all things that we must be careful of.
应该要以神为中心啊。
Because we must have God as the center of our lives.
不是以自己的心思意念为中心啊。
And we shouldn't have our own thoughts and intents as the focus of our life.
说如果以自己的心思为中心的话，这个得不到神的喜悦的。
Because if we have our own thoughts and hearts as the center, then we are detestable in the sight of God.
神他是伟大的。
Because God is almighty and great.
他知道我们的心思意念的。
He knows the thoughts and intents of our hearts.
所以主耶稣在门徒的面前把这个不义的官不好的地方点出来。
So Jesus pointed out all the wrongdoings of this unrighteous manager.
所以主耶稣特别勉励他的门徒。
And he encouraged his disciples.
说人所尊贵的。
That, Who is highly esteemed among people?
但是是神看的是可憎恶的。
But they may be detestable in the sight of God.
所以这个就是尊贵跟憎恶的差别呀。
And this is the difference between being highly esteemed and being detested.
所以我们应该要避免有像这种不义的官的这种心思意念。
So we have to prevent ourselves from having the same thoughts and hearts as this unrighteous manager.
所以今天我们为了得神的喜悦。
And today, in order to gain favor in the sight of God.
所以我们所做的应该要合神心意。
All that we do must be according to God's will.
过去大卫曾经赞勉他的儿子所罗门王的话。
And in the past, David also encouraged his son Solomon.
这段话看起来很有智慧。
And he said something that was full of wisdom.
我们看一下历代志上。
Let us turn to First Chronicles.
历代志上的二十八章。
First Chronicles chapter 28.
历代志上二十八章的九节。
First Chronicles chapter 28 verse 9.
第二十八章的九节
，Chapter 28, verse 9。
九节，我儿所罗门啊，你当认识主你父的神，诚心乐意的侍奉他，因为他鉴察众人的心，知道一切心思意念。你若寻求他，他必使你寻见；你若离弃他，他必永远丢弃你。
9. As for you, my son Solomon, know the God of your father and serve him wholeheartedly and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts and understands every intent of the thoughts. If you seek him, he will let you find him. But if you forsake him, he will reject you forever.
这段话是身为父亲用很有智慧的话来勉励他的儿子。
So David was encouraging his son as a father with words of wisdom.
大卫他是说神鉴察众人的心啊。
David said that the Lord searches all hearts.
知道人一切的心思意念。
And he understands every intent of the thoughts.
你若寻求他啊，就必寻见。
If you seek him, he will let you find him.
寻求他就必寻见。
So if you seek him, you will surely find him.
若离弃他啊，那。永远被神丢弃的。
But if you forsake him, then he will reject you forever.
这段话对所罗门王影响很大。
So this passage affected Solomon very much.
所以身为父亲的，为了要让儿子能够坚强起来。
So David, as a father, he wanted Solomon to gain strength.
在治理国家也好。
Whether it's in ruling the kingdom,
在建造圣殿也好
or whether it's in building the temple,
大卫说你当刚强气行
David told him that you must gain strength and keep on going.
因为如果没有抓住这个时间点
and if you do not take hold of this time,
一晃就过去了，没有再来的机会了。
And the time will pass away, and you will not have a second chance.
所以这个是身为父亲为了要让儿子有所进步，特别讲的一段有智慧的话。
So this passage was spoken because David, as a father, he wanted his son to improve.
所以像这种问题，说真的，我们为人父母真的要懂得来引导我们的儿女来更亲近神。
And as parents, we must know to guide our children so that they can draw closer to God.
身为父母，有的是爱自己的儿女。
And as parents, we may love our children.
能够让自己的儿女来亲近神。
So we must allow them to grow closer to God.
所以有些妇女，父母啊，就用那个个人的想法来在教会争取，要让自己的儿子要做什么做什么。
But for some parents, they, according to their own will, they may try to let their children do more holy work in the church.
那如果像大卫有智慧，为人父亲，能够让儿子来亲近神、体验神，知道神有查验我们的心思意念。
But if you are able to be like David and have words of wisdom and allow your children to grow closer to God,
能够亲自体验神的这个儿子。将来必定是成器的。
So that they are able to experience God Himself.
而你本身也没有亲近神，对神也不认识，那你做把他这个争取那么多个工作，对他本身一点用处都没有。
But if your children are not close to God and they do not have a relationship with God, then you trying to help them find all these work to do is not beneficial to them.
所以这个就是我们身为父母。应该要注意的地方啊。
So this is something that we must be aware of as parents.
带领我们儿女认识神。
To guide our children to know God.
不是争取什么工作。
But instead of trying to find work for them to do.
这才是最细腻的心思跟意念。
And this is the best intent of the heart.
好，我再来讲行为方面。
And next, I will speak about action.
这个行为方面呢，说真的，神也给每个人有行为意识的。
And God has given us the free will to do what we want.
所以每个人的行为意识都个人去做。
So all of our actions are decided by ourselves.
神也不干涉你。
And God is not going to control us.
因为神知道人所处的患难。
Because God knows of this, of the oppression that we face in this world.
因为神也知道人所处的贫穷。
And He knows the poverty that we live in.
因为人在行为中都会啊，从你的行为去啊体验患难跟贫穷。
Because through our actions, we will experience sorrows and trials.
所以当然，当人遇到了患难的时候啊。
And when we are facing trials,
如果你有神成为你的依靠，你向神诉说，神就帮助你。
If we are able to rely on God and to tell Him all of our sorrows, then He will help us.
那如果你遇到了贫穷，你知道贫穷的痛苦，你就会向神祷告，向神诉说。
And if we are facing poverty and we know how difficult it is, then we will pray to God and tell Him.
所以在这个时候呢，你的行为就会表现出来。
And at this time, our actions will be revealed.
所以我们从启示录里头也可以看出来。
So from Revelation, we can see.
我们来看一下启示录的第二章。
Revelation chapter 2.
启示录第二章。
Revelation chapter 2.
第二节。
Verse 2.
启示录二章二节。
Revelation chapter 2, verse 2.
第二节。我知道你们的行为饶恕人啊。也知道你们不能容忍恶人，你也曾试验那自称是为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来。
2. I know your deeds and your labor and perseverance, and that you cannot tolerate evil people, and you have put those who call themselves apostles to the test, and they are not, and you found them to be false.
这是一段要勉励以弗所教会的话。
So this is a message to the church of Ephesus.
所以就表示说，啊，不管是恶人呐，哦，或者是其他的问题发生了。
So, for the evil people or other problems that arise.
其实所看出来的不是真的了。
They can tell that they are false.
好，我们继续再跳过来同一章的九节。
And let us read verse 9.
九节。
Verse 9.
我知道你们的患难，你们的贫穷，你却是富足的，也知道那自称是犹太人所说的毁谤话，其实他们不是犹太人，乃是撒旦一伙的人。
I know your tribulation and your poverty and the slander by those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan.
那这一段是要勉励啊，士美拿教会的话。
And this passage was given to the church of Smyrna.
神知道以弗所教会的状况。
So God knew the situation that the church of Ephesus was in.
也知道士美拿教会的状况。
And knew the situation of the church of Smyrna.
所以透过约翰把神的话啊传达出去。
So through John, he was able to deliver his messages.
知道让他们知道说神都知道你们的目前的处境。
For them to know that God knows of their situations.
所以在这种情形下，我们真的看到神真的无所不知的。
And we can see from here how God is all-knowing.
所以像这种情形呢，我们可以看到神他虽然在天上，可是人所遇到的神他都知道。
So even though our God is in heaven, He knows everything that we encounter.
所以这个就是也让我们了解到，我们不管是遇到了患难啦、贫穷啦，我们都懂得来向神做祷告、做祈求。
So we must understand that whether we face tribulation or poverty, we must know to pray to God.
所以今天所遇到的患难也好，贫穷也好。
So whether it is the tribulation or poverty that we face.
其实我们身为神的儿女，神他都不舍得。
And as God's children, God does not want us to face these things.
大卫曾经在他的诗里头就吟唱出来了。
And David has once said in his psalm as well.
我们来看一下诗篇的第九篇。
Let us turn to Psalm chapter 9.
诗篇的第九篇来看第九节。
Psalm chapter 9, verse 9.
第九篇的第九节。
9, verse 9.
主又给受欺压的人做高台，在患难的时候做高台。
The Lord will also be a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble.
这一段圣经，也就是大卫他在祷告中诗颂中特别来称颂神。
This passage was recorded by David in his praise towards God.
也就是说，我们受欺压也好。
That is whether we are oppressed.
或者是我们受患难也好。
Or whether we are facing trouble.
我们的神作为我们的高台。
Our God is our stronghold.
高台就是我们的避难所啊。
So a stronghold is a place of refuge.
也就是我们的依靠。
And He is our reliance.
所以今天你不管是在什么状况下。
So no matter which situation you are in today.
处在患难也好。
Whether you are in tribulation.
处在贫穷也好。
Or whether you are in poverty.
记得要向神诉说祷告恳求。
You must remember to tell these to God and to pray and to ask of Him.
我们的神就成为被欺压者的一种避难所。
And our Lord will be a stronghold for the oppressed.
是患难与贫穷的堡垒。
And He will be a stronghold for the poor.
所以我们也不要丧志。
So we should not be discouraged.
甚至我们也不要失丧。
And we should not give up.
我们把神抓得牢牢的。
But we should grab, but we should hold on to God tightly.
只懂得向神诉说祈求，神就成为我们的保障。
And all we must do is to pray to God and to ask of Him, and He will be our treasure.
我来再谈另一个困苦啊。
So next, we will talk about our sorrows and tribulations.
这个困苦也是人常会遇到的事情。
And we will often face tribulations in our lives.
所以常人有说了，这个花没有百日红啊。
So there is a saying that the flower will not bloom forever.
也表示说人没有常常的平安与健康。
And this is saying that as man we will not always have peace and health.
这个表示说了人的人生很困苦。
Because the lives of man are very difficult.
确实没有错了。
And this is true.
人生真的很苦啊。
That life is very difficult.
所以这个诗里头在叙述说，人在世上苦又短呐。
And the psalm is describing how, as man on the earth, their lives are very short and difficult.
甚至创世纪的后面记载雅各在法老面前所讲话。
And at the end of Genesis, it also records what Jacob said to the Pharaoh.
So 人生啊，在世啊，苦又短，转眼成空啊。
That our lives on the earth are very short and difficult, and they will turn into nothing.
所以哦，神知道我们的困苦啊。
So God knows our sorrows and tribulations.
因为神他真的太伟大了。
Because God is so great.
我们的困苦，他都知道。
That He knows our every tribulation.
我过去曾经去台湾的一个土库教会啊。
So in the past, I've been to a church in Taiwan.
这个土库教会它的旧会堂很古老。
And this church, their old chapel was very old.
老旧又小。
It was very old and very small.
是那个联动的那个城牌屋啊。
So it was a portable that they had built.
啊，所以呢，到了安息日，所坐的座位啊，都容纳不下。
So on Sabbath days, there weren't enough seats for all the members.
所以常年来这个长辈就向神一直祷告。
And the elders in the church kept on praying to God.
求神帮助，让土库教会赶快让钱多一点，可以盖新的会堂。
And they asked God to help them so that they are able to raise funds for a new chapel.
所以经过几年的祷告。
And after a few years of prayer,
他们存了一点钱。
They were able to save up some money.
就买了一块土地啊。
And they bought a piece of land.
这个土地呢，买啊，那个时候是农地啊，还没有全部都是建地。
So at that time, not the entire piece of the land was able to be built on.
结果买完了没几年，政府就把那个土地就规划为建地。
So after a few years, the government changed the land so that they were allowed to build on it.
那个时候，如果是农地啊，那个价钱就不高啊。
Because in the past, before you were able to build on this piece of land, then the land was very cheap.
啊，建地，哦，那个是算平的。
But afterwards, when it was changed to a land that you could build,
那个价钱就高了。
It became very expensive.
结果经过哈，这样子经过，有一些年轻的信徒说，应该把这块地卖掉，趁着价钱好，我们再买。
And throughout this process, some younger members suggested for them to sell the piece of land because it is more expensive now.
哇，这个老信徒跟年轻的信徒就哇意见就调不合。
So the older members had different opinions from the younger members.
所以这个时候呢，有人认为说旧的会堂还可以撑几年没关系啊。
So some members felt that the old chapel they could still use the old chapel for a few more years.
结果神哦，知道这些长辈他们的祷告。
But God heard the prayers of the elders.
结果突然半夜发生火烧啊。
So there was a fire in the middle of the night.
那个会堂旁边的邻居就着火了，烧起来了。
So the neighbors around the old chapel, their homes.We're on fire.
就烧到我们的会堂的那个梁柱那边了。
And it began to burn the pillars of our chapel.
这个火就跳过了。
But the fire skipped over the chapel.
跳过了，跳过大概三间哈，跳过三间的房屋啊，继续往旁边继续烧。
So it skipped over three houses and it continued to burn.
那个晚上哦，街上的人都出来看，哇，会堂烧掉了，会堂烧掉了。
So that night, all the people came out and saw that the chapel was burning.
所以一大早，有些信徒就赶快来看一看教会到底烧得怎么样。
So in the morning, some members came to see, to examine the situation.
长辈哦，在家里听到说教会会堂烧了，哦，在家里就拼命祷告。
And for the elders that heard about this fire, they began to pray at home.
结果一大早来看这个会堂。
But when they came to look at the chapel in the morning,
好好的没烧啊。
They realized that the chapel was not burnt.
怎么说会堂烧掉了？
How come some people said that the chapel was burnt?
所以有很多人说，看，你看这一间烧了，这个会堂没有烧，这个会堂的隔壁也没有烧，结果从第三间。继续烧啊！
So people observed that the houses were all burnt, but the chapel and the two houses beside it were not burnt.
这个见证就告诉我们所敬拜的神就是这么伟大。
This testimony tells us how great our God is.
我们的神听了那个长辈祷告的声音了。
Because our God heard the prayers of the elders.
年轻人的想法太浅了。
But the younger believers, their thoughts were very.
你卖掉不是还要再买吗？
So they had shortcomings in their thoughts because if they sell the land, then they must buy another piece of land.
刚好那个会堂哦，新买那个土地规划旁边有个公园呐。
And for the new land that they had, there was a park nearby.
哇，这个公园将来在那边活动很好，很方便。
So they would be able to hold events in the park in the future.
所以后来教会开会说，不要卖，土地留着，以后来盖。
So they decided to not sell the land and they would build on it.
所以这个就是神垂听我们的祷告。
So this is how God listens to our prayers.
所以今天我们只要向神祷告，神必定垂听的。
So if we pray to our God today, then He will definitely hear.
我再来谈一个需要。
And now I will speak about our needs.
神都知道我们所需要的。
God knows our every need.
我们来看一下马太福音的六章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音的六章第八节。
The Gospel of Matthew chapter 6, verse 8.
马太福音六章八节
Matthew chapter 6 verse 8
你们不可笑话他们因为你们没有祈求以先你们所需用的你们的父早已知道了
8 So do not be like them for your father knows what you need before you ask him
这一段是主耶稣在勉励有关于祷告这一方的事情
So Jesus was encouraging the people at the time about prayer
重点也是勉励啊让门徒知道法利赛人他们所做的祷告。
And he wants the disciples to know the prayers of the Pharisees.
所以主耶稣就勉励他的门徒啊。
And he encourages his disciples.
说你不可笑话他们啊。
That you should not be like them.
因为你们没有祈求以先你们所需用的。
Because even before you ask of him.
你们的父早知道了。
Your father already knows what you need.
你看，你们在祷告之前，我们的父就知道了。
Even before you pray, our God already knows.
父知道什么？
So what does the father know?
知道门徒的需要。
He knows all the needs of the disciples.
今天一样啊，神也知道我们的需要啊。
And similarly today, God knows our needs.
我们祷告求圣灵。
When we pray and ask for the Holy Spirit.
传道有一次，不是有一次了，有时候出去外面协助灵布道会。
So sometimes when I go out to assist in evangelical services,
很常发现了一件事情。
There's something that I notice very often.
他祷告了，得圣灵，舌头跳动。
So when someone receives the Holy Spirit and their tongue starts to roll,
结果舌头跳动，他没有继续让舌头跳动，又练回来，哈利路亚。哈利路亚，或者哈利路亚赞美主是这样。
But they do not allow themselves to speak in tongue, and they return back to saying hallelujah.
你们知道为什么他有舌头跳动？为什么后来还会到舌头，这还会念哈利路亚呢
？So why is it that they are already beginning to speak in tongue, but they return back to saying hallelujah?
这是告诉我们一件事情。
This is telling us one thing.
我们在勉励祷告就是念哈利路亚。
That's when we teach people to pray, we teach them to say hallelujah.
所以哈利路亚就成为他的习惯。
So hallelujah becomes their habit.
啊，为什么舌头跳动，他还会再讲回到哈利路亚呢
？So how come when their tongue starts to roll, they return back to saying hallelujah?
因为我们所教的不是教他舌头怎么去跳动。
Because we do not teach them how to speak in tongue.
我们在教的就是念哈利路亚。
What we teach them is to say hallelujah.
那神知道这个信徒他所需要的就是要求圣灵。
And God knows that for this member, they want to ask for the Holy Spirit.
问题他们还没完全明白什么是圣灵。
But they have not yet fully understood what the Holy Spirit is.
所以照着所认知的。还是哈利路亚。
So according to what they know, they still say hallelujah.
所以从当中就可以让我们了解到，原来我们所教的是哈利路亚没有错。
So from this we know that we have taught them to say hallelujah.
所以在这个时候呢，我们应该把它叫回来辅导一下，说你的舌头跳动，应该顺着舌头跳动就好。
But at this time, we should teach them that they should let their tongues just roll.
能够让他明白舌头掉，这是灵言呐。
So that they can understand that when they begin to speak in tongue, that is the Holy Spirit.
哦，所以你跟他讲明白，他就知道了。
And they will be able to understand this.
所以他渐渐的熟悉舌头跳动。
So they will become more used to their tongues rolling.
因为神应许把圣灵赐给我们的。
Because God has promised to give us the Holy Spirit.
所以只要按着神所应许向神祷告祈求。
So all we must do is to pray and ask of God according to His promise.
神就照着我们所需用的，把圣灵就赐给我们。
And according to our need, God will give us the Holy Spirit.
我们来看一段圣经。
Let us read a passage.
路加福音二十四章。
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 24.
路加福音二十四章。
Luke chapter 24.
四十九节。
Verse 49.
四十九节。
49.
我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上，你们要在城里等候，直到你们领受从上头来的能力。
And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you, but you are to stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high.
这是主耶稣在升天之前对门徒所讲的话。
This is what Jesus told his disciples before his ascension.
那这个讲话的重点就是父已经应许把圣灵要降下来。
And the key of this is that the Father has promised to send down the Holy Spirit.
所以你们回到城里去等候从上头来的能力。
So they should return to the city to wait for the power from above.
神既然应许给我们。
Since God has promised to give us,
知道我们所需要的、需用的，就是这个圣灵。
He knows that what we need is this Holy Spirit.
所以我们本着信心向神祷告祈求。
So through faith we pray and ask of God.
我们就可以领受从神而来宝贵的圣灵。
So we are able to receive the precious Holy Spirit from God.
所以像这些呢，都是看到神他是无所不知的。
So from all of these, we know that God is all-knowing.
虽然我们没有在神的面前领奖，
and even though we may not receive certain rewards from God,
但是神都知道我们的需要，
but God knows all of our needs.
知道我们的困苦，
He knows all of our sorrows and tribulations.
知道我们的行为，
He knows our actions and ways.
更知道我们的心思意念。
And he knows the thoughts and intents of our hearts.
更知道我们每个人的心情。
And he knows the nature of every one of us.
在诗篇的一百三十九篇呢、啊、
？In Psalm chapter 139.
在一百三十九篇的里头啊。
In Psalm 139.
就是在第四节哈、啊。
In verse 4.
说我舌头上的话，你没有一句不知道的。
It reads even before there is a word on my tongue.
那第五节又说，说你在我前面环绕我，按手在我的身上。
Five, you have encircled me behind and in front and placed your hand upon me.
这是要领受从神所应许的一些祝福。
So we will receive the blessings from God.
所以从领受神的祝福。
And from the blessings that we receive from Him.
表示神的权柄跟能力。
We are able to see the power and almightiness of God.
我们在世上生活，很需要神赐给我们平安跟福气的。
And when we are living in this world, we need the peace and grace from God.
所以今天我们能够本着神的需要。
So according to our needs.
然后向神祷告。
We are able to pray to God.
神就知道我们的需要。
And God will know our needs.
我们就可以领受从神而来的赏赐。
And we will receive the gifts of God.
因为我知道神他是伟大的。
So that we can understand how great our God is.
所以今天我们所敬拜的这位真神。
And for the God that we worship today.
是又真又活的真神。
He is true and living.
我们要尊重神。
And we must respect
him. 尊神伟大。
And we must redeem him as the greatest.
我们早上。分享就到这边。
So our sharing this morning concludes here.
一起唱诗。
Let us all sing hymn.
474首。
474.